Blog Talk Radio.
This is MikeSpirit.fm. Good evening and welcome to Guiding Lights with Jeanette Ann and Sarah May. The airwaves are now open, and these respected UK Sky Television psychics will take your hand and lead you through the universe with interesting topics and spirit communication. Call Jeanette and Sarah now. 760-283-4611. If you're calling from outside the USA, then prefix 001. Or register to the chat room and click Call Skype. Now the moment you've been waiting for. Please welcome Jeanette Ann and Sarah May.
Everybody, good evening, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you are. This is the Guiding Lights Radio Show with myself, Sarah May. We have an absent Jeanette Coombe this evening because she's sunning herself in sunny Spain. But I have a really lovely guy by the name of Jerry Humphreys come to join me this evening, and I'd like to introduce him to all of you. Are you there, Jerry?
I am, Sarah. Very good. Hello to you. I will say good evening, but it could be, as you said, good afternoon, good morning. And greetings to everybody who's listening.
There we go. So we've got a fantastic Jerry, and Jerry will tell you a little about himself in a minute. But I'd like to say that Jerry and I met doing this kind of work, didn't we, Jerry?
We did.
We did.
We did.
Met on the phone lines, didn't we, Jerry?
And before, could you clarify that, please? We met on the phone line.
We did. We met on the phone lines.
On a psychic line.
On a psychic line, yeah. We're both working on the same psychic line. And we linked up together and we started doing readings for each other, didn't we? You started doing readings for me, if we're honest here. And we asked permission of the site owners if we could hook up together and exchange private numbers, didn't we, Jerry? This is getting worse. We're digging holes here, Jerry.
Was that really such a good idea?
It was, Jerry, because, from the minute I met you verbally on the telephone, and it was a while before I actually physically met you, we just got on really well, didn't we? You know, same energy, understood
Absolutely.
Each other,
yep.
Same kind of sense of humour. You know, and we always got on really well. And I do remember predicting that you would go on television and that you would go on the radio. And, of course, you did, didn't you, Jerry? You appeared on Sky Television's Psychic and Soul, wasn't it, originally, that you appeared on?
That was the first show, yeah. That was the original one, yeah.
Which was predicted by myself. And then we hadn't actually heard from each other for a while, had we? And then there was a follow-on show by the name of Psychic First TV. And lo and behold, the way that Jerry and I met is that I actually became part of the Psychic First TV team as well. And my first show, guess who I was working with?
Who were you working with?
It was you, Jerry.
Of course it was, yes.
I was very nervous. And, of course, you were going, oh, just get on there, sort it out, as you do, Jerry. And I've got to say, you know, when you sat in front on a desk with TV screens in front of you and you sort of somebody's counting down from 10 and you're thinking, oh, my God. And the camera came on and I was, hi, my name's Sarah May. So it was a bit scary. What was it like for you the first time you were on telly, Jerry?
Well, when I first went on to Psychic and Soul, my very first shift, I walked in hello to the producer, and they were just coming up to the shift change. So that's where the studio psychics were there, were going off air, and then the new lot were going on, and I was the new boy, and I was just thinking they'll break me in gently. And the producer said, right, you're going on the front desk. I said, what, in about an hour? She said, no, right now.
Oh, Jerry.
I said, you've got to be kidding. She said, no, you're going on the front desk. So there I was. I had to go and sit on the front desk, being aware of three cameras, four monitors, the producer and what was going on. And I was thinking, okay, well, Spirit, if this is what you want me to do, then we're just going to have to sit here and nail it, because otherwise I'm going to be a puddle on the floor. And bless the Spirit were there, and they just led me in, and I just did my thing. And you know me, I've got, once I start to talk, I never stop.
Yeah.
And my producer very foolishly said, you can talk about anything you want. So as soon as they cut to me live, I introduced myself and I said, my producer's just told me that I can talk about anything I want. So I said, have you actually seen the price of bananas lately? And it just, everybody's in fits of hysterics. And I thought, right, that's a good start, because then everybody's laughing. I was laughing. And it just made all the tension went. So, but it was good fun. Thoroughly enjoyed it.
So explain, excuse me, Jerry, I've got a bit of a cough. So you'd have to all excuse me this evening.
I've got laryngitis. I can't talk very well.
Hello, we'll be talking about that later. I hope that's
laryngitis, Mike.
I'll explain that one later. Jerry, tell everybody what it's like to actually be on television or appear on the television. How did you feel?
It was, to be honest, it was just, although it was obviously as a human, I felt very nervous. But it was actually just such a big blessing, because it's a way of reaching a lot of people all at once. So being able to give psychic guidance, spiritual guidance, insight, although it's obviously the media is very restricted in what we can and cannot say, particularly on TV here in the UK, it was just a blast. And the very first person I was actually ever interviewed by on the TV was Skye Silverstone, who's Skye. Lovely lady. She now works on another TV show here in the UK. But it's just a fabulous way of being able to reach a lot of people, like the radio in a way, but you can just, you've got a lovely audience out there, and it's like, I can now talk to anybody that wants to listen. I can be able to spread the word of what we do to everybody that's out there either watching or listening, and it's just, it's such a privilege to do it.
Yeah, I mean, you and I have both done audience together, haven't we? We've worked in lots of different ways together. We've done Psychic Fair, audience, radio. Obviously, we worked on the phone line as well. In comparison with the audience and television, what would you say the difference was as to how it feels working spiritually?
What, being on TV?
Yeah.
Well, to be honest, Sarah, for me, there's no difference. Whether I'm on a platform, whether I'm doing radio, whether I'm doing TV, whether I'm on the phone lines, the whole essence of what we do is being able to bring the guidance in, whether it's to one person, two people, 10 people, or as you and I did not so long ago, to 50 to 60 people in one room, or whether it's on the TV where your audience could be thousands upon thousands. It's the essence of it is being able to link with Spirit and to take that word to whoever needs that guidance and that input. So it's just different in quotes mediums, but the end result is the same. It's being able to put light into somebody's life that hasn't got it.
Ah, exactly, Jerry. Well, Jerry, I'm going to give out the numbers for those people that want to call in. Okay. 00... In fact, it's not 00. It's 76028 34611 if you're calling from America. That's 76028 34611. Please do correct me, anybody, if I've gotten this wrong, because I don't want people being phoned at home. It's the incorrect number. And then we have prefix 001, 001 if you're calling outside of America. American calls are for free. You will be charged if you call the 001 prefix number. Or you can get us via Blog Talk Radio /splash. I'm at it again, Jerry. Mike Spirit FM. Jerry, I know you're laughing.
Who, me?
I can sense it, Jerry. We're going to have a fit of the giggles now, which is what we usually do, isn't it? /. Right, Jerry. I'm going to hand over to you, my darling, and I'm going to let it roll with Jerry and let you take over.
Me take over?
Off you go, Jerry.
Bless you, my lovely. I'd just like to share with people that when Sarah and I have been on working together on TV before, she has actually had such a fit of the giggles that they've had to cut the camera off and go to either somebody who was doing a video link to the studio on Skype, or had to cut to graphics because she was if I remember rightly, she actually had to go out of the studio at one point to go and get water because she was laughing so much. And she blames me, as if it's me. And I don't. And I'm not going to share the message you just typed on my screen, Sarah, during the show from the bath. Indeed, I don't know. Now, what are we all about this evening, folks? Well, it wasn't you. Somebody's doing the show in the bath, and it's certainly not me.
I think it's the producer.
He's in the bath.
Splash.
Oh, that was splash.
Forward splash.
Excellent. Forward splash, yes. I wonder where the clacking was from. This is rubber duck. Right. Now, what are we going to do this evening? Well, I'll just let you into a little bit about into you guys what I do, how I work, what energies I work with, and how I can possibly help you this evening. Remember, if you'd like to have a psychic reading this evening, and Sarah's already given you the number that you can dial in on. So if you're calling in from the States, it's 760-283-4611. If you're outside the USA, prefix that number with 001. Calls are free from the US, but you will get charged if you have to prefix the call with 001. Now, you can call in tonight. We're going to take some calls a little bit later, in about the next 20 minutes. So we will have a look at anything and everything that you might want to look at. Psychic reading is really aimed to help you to gain the insight, the guidance of where you feel there are blocks in your life at the moment. Now, the majority of calls that I tend to take, and I think Sarah would agree here, that are about relationships, emotional matters. But tonight I want you to feel free that you can really talk about anything and everything that seems to be bothering you. I will look and I'll give you insight into where life is heading. If you just want to give me your name and your date of birth, because I work with a certain aspect of numerology, which I'll explain a little bit more about in a moment. And then with the psychic tools that I have at my disposal, and with my spirit guides, I will give you the best of what I can give you. But what I will say is, I'm only going to give you what I get. I'm not here to smooth anybody's egos. I'm not here just to wrap you all up in a big security blanket. If you need to know something, then I'm afraid Jerry's the guy that is going to give it to you straight. Because there's absolutely no purpose in beating around the bush and just, say, making you feel better. I will put lots of positivity into the connections I make with you this evening. And as I said, I will do my utmost with my spirit guides to give you exactly what I'm seeing. So give us a call. So we'll start to take some calls in about the next 20 minutes or so, maybe a little bit sooner, because I might get laryngitis. And the reason why we said that, because I got a text from Sarah just about a couple of hours ago now, I suppose, saying she had a tickly cough. And as if that was going to make me go, oh, never mind, Sarah. Feel better soon. I said, come on, just get on with it. You've got a show to start to run at 2100 here in the UK, so don't give me that croaky throat bit. And then the conversation led on to somebody else who rang her up this morning with a supposedly croaky throat. Can't see who that is. Can you, Mike, if you're listening? I don't know. Couldn't have possibly been you. Okay, so how do I work? I work very closely with spirit. My guides are mainly Native American Indians, bless them, and they've been with me since I can remember. And I won't do anything without checking in with them first. And I mean anything. Even when I go out, I check in with spirit and I make sure that what I'm doing, where I'm going, is exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. So my guides are constantly talking to me. I hear them. I'm clairvoyant, so I can see. I'm clairaudient, so I hear. I'm claircognizant, so I have that sense of knowing. And I'm also very empathic. So what this enables me to do is, when you call into the show this evening with your question, you can just give me your name and your date of birth. You don't have to say anything else if you don't wish to. If there is something specific you want me to look at, a particular part of your life you want me to focus on, I will do that for you. My guides will give me information, which I will obviously then pass on to you. I also work with other tools, which I've got here in front of me, and one of those tools are my Native American Medicine Animal Cards. Bit of a long-winded title, I know, but they were designed by a guy in the USA who is part Native American, who I've actually read for. I was one of the first people to use these cards on TV. In fact, I think I was the first person to use them on TV. And although obviously on the radio you guys out there actually can't see them, for me they're very much a visual energy. But they will also tell me a lot about you and the situations that are around you. Now, as I said, I work with numerology, but I work with a specific type of numerology. So from your date of birth, I work with Native American numerology, which is an energy that my guides channeled through for me some years ago, and I've been developing over the last few years. And that will also allow me to see what power animals are with you and what animals perhaps you can call on in your daily life, in your daily routines, to help you to bring your own medicine into a particular situation. And I say medicine because that is what the energy that Native Americans worked with. It was the medicine of nature. It's the medicine of the universe. It wasn't like a bottle of cough syrup that you buy down at the chemist's or down at the drugstore. But this, as you, all you lovely people out in the US will know, that the Native American energy was one of empathy, working with animals and with nature, and being able to gain all that lovely insight from the natural energies around them. And that's how I work. That's what I work with. So that's what we're going to look at. And that's how I'm going to work for you guys tonight. I'll also, obviously, as a medium, I will channel through any links that I get from Spirit. And I will look at channeling those messages through to you. If I really don't get a strong link, I will not sit here and say, oh, well, I'm not sure, and I'm not going to give you things I don't get. So I will purely only give you, if I get a strong mediumship link with somebody, I'll channel it through for you. As I said, you just come through and give me a name and date of birth, or if you have a specific question, just fire that at me. And I'll do my absolute best to see what's coming in for you. We also have some music on the show this evening as well. And I think the best thing to do here is that maybe if my producer is ready, because I know we have quite a few callers on the lines and I don't want to keep people waiting. Maybe a good thing if we could actually dive into our first music track. And this is just a very gentle way of bringing the energies in, hoping that this is the first track is a very healing piece of music as well. It's a lovely, gentle piece. I'm sure a lot of you will recognize it. And what this is going to do is just going to settle the energies down. It's just going to bring everybody down so they're all nice and grounded and relaxed, and so that you guys out there are ready to receive the messages that Spirit are going to bring you, and that I'm also ready to channel through those messages for you, so I'm in the best space for you guys as well. And then we'll take a few calls after this first track and see what questions we can get through for you. So let's have our first piece of music. I love that piece of music. Lovely, peaceful way to start the show.
Yeah.
That was amazing, Emia and Shepherd Moons. I just felt that would be a really nice track just to bring the energies down, that everybody help hopefully feeling a little bit more centered and peaceful and grounded. We're going to raise it up a notch a little bit later on, though. Really lovely way, I feel, to start things off now. We have lots of lovely callers, I know, who are already queuing up to have some readings done. So what I'd like to do, Sarah, are you still with me, my sweet?
I'm still with you, Jerry. You've nearly sent me to sleep, but I'm still with you.
What, you're beautiful, I'm that boring? I'm that boring, I made you fall asleep.
No, Jerry.
Sleep. God, yeah. You see, folks, this is what I have to put up with. And then she wonders why I give her the fits of the giggles. So I think it'd be really lovely if you want to take the first call.
That'd be absolutely fine, Jerry.
Magic, my sweet.
And do we have a caller on the line?
Hi, how are you doing?
Hello, darling. I'm fine, thank you. How are you? I've got a little bit of a cough, so do excuse me if I start spluttering.
But, no, of course.
It doesn't affect my energies, to be honest with you. So, and who am I speaking to?
My name is Jordana.
Okay, darling. Was there anything specific you were looking for, or do you want me to just link in with you?
No, there actually is. It is about a relationship, and I'm just utterly confused about it. It's about a guy I met a few weeks ago that knows my family, and I'm just getting mixed signals, so I'm really not sure where to go with it and where it's going.
Okay. As you were talking, I got the word fire. I know it sounds silly, not to worry you, by the way. But fire for me. So, fire. That's enough to frighten everybody off the show, isn't it? The psychic shouting fire. Basically, fire to me is energy. It's a ball of energy, and it's an orange ball of energy, and it's about passion, all right? And as you were talking, they were saying fire. So I do feel there's something there between the two of you. I feel there's miscommunication between the two of you. I feel that there's probably, it's a little bit awkward because of the family situations, trying to understand whether this is something between you or whether you're just connecting and you're getting on really well because you've come across each other and you know each other. Okay. Who's Philip around you, Jordana?
There isn't a Philip. I don't think so.
Okay. Take the name Philip because that's coming in around you. And it could be connected around this guy because they're giving me the name Philip. I say, so hold on to that, darling. You know, listen back in the archives and you'll get a copy of your reading anyway. They also give me a June link with you as well, the month of June. Okay. So is there something that sort of went a little bit wrong for you around about the June time?
Okay, let me think. That was a few months ago. No, I was, this past June, you know, I've kind of been going back and forth with my mother. My parents are getting a divorce.
Okay. Was this sort of quite rife around about the June time? Because I feel unsettled around about that period with you.
Okay, yeah, that would have been it.
Okay, darling. I just want to, whatever they give me, they throw it at me and I throw it at you. I don't question
Absolutely.
It. But yeah, that's what they were giving to me. I've also got aching shoulders here. So somebody's got really aching shoulders. I don't know if it's somebody in the spirit world or somebody around you. I don't know whether somebody
does
a lot.
That would be me.
Is that you, darling? Do you swim?
Yeah.
Okay,
I don't swim.
Like, you don't? Can you swim?
No.
Ah, okay.
I can swim, yeah.
You can? You can or you can't?
Yes.
You can. I feel like I've been swimming. I feel like I've been pulling my arms back and I've been swimming. And because my shoulders, I can't speak tonight, Jordana. Something has come into me that is affecting my words, so you'll have to excuse that. But I do feel like I'm stretched around my shoulder area. So whether it's swimming or not, I don't know. But if you're feeling this yourself, then I'm linking in with you. Okay. Mm-hmm. I also want to give you the name David. Is David relevant around you anywhere?
I have an uncle named David.
Lovely. And is he spirit-wise or earth-wise?
Earth-wise.
I'm not killing him off, by the way. It's one of my famous little catchphrases, this is. But spirit often will mention family members that are on the earth plane, and that's the way that they work with me. Okay?
Okay.
Right. Let's have a look and see what else we're doing with you, going with you. I also get the name John as well. John.
That's my brother.
Okay, lovely. See, if I give you a little bit of evidence, then I'm happy to give you information. I can see a birthday cake here as well. So I feel like there's a birthday celebration coming up here. And I feel like it's just a plain white cake with plain white icing with almost like a flowery dressing on the outside of it. And there's pink candles on it. So is there a lady's birthday coming up around you, or was there a lady's birthday around you around about this time?
Yeah, my mom's birthday is in a few weeks.
Lovely. So that's mom's birthday, because that's why I saw the pink candles as well, because obviously it's the lady. I'm getting number three here, around you. So I need you to take note of that. It may be 3 weeks, because they're showing me three candles on this cake, and I don't know whether the three number is relevant with you, sweetheart, whether it's March or number three or the third of something or three on a door. But I get a sense that I want to bring you forward 3 weeks, and I feel that you'll have more clarity around about this time with this guy. And I know that's going to drag on a little bit because we need to know where we stand, don't we? Nothing worse.
I would love to know.
Yeah.
3 weeks. Okay, I'm actually, I'm going to be there in like a week and a half, and I'm going to be there for a week. So that would be 2.5 weeks, and then I leave for 10 days, and then I'm back there for another 10 days.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Maybe you need to be around him and away from him, almost like he needs to miss you. Do you understand?
Go around him and then leave and then come back.
Yeah, not purposely, by the way.
No, I understand.
I feel sometimes you've sort of got to have a break from somebody for them to think, oh, she's quite nice. Oh, I've met her. I'd like to talk to her. But I do feel quite a lovely connection here for you, Jordan. I've got to be honest with you here. And I want to give you number seven as well. So whose birthday is the 7th or July even?
That's my mom's.
Oh, mom's on the 7th. There we go. There's your evidence then, sweetheart. I also want to give you the name Stephen as well.
Okay. I know a few Steves.
Okay, so take that. Is one of them at work, darling?
Nope. None at work.
Okay. They gave me Steve at work, so was one of them at work in the past?
I had dated a guy named Steve, and we were going to work together. I own my own business.
Aha, there you go. And what's happened there? Because I just get a sense that there's something unfinished there. Feel like there's something I haven't talked about or something I haven't signed.
No, well, you know, I broke up with him, and I just felt like we weren't right for each other, and when we broke up, he didn't exactly take it well.
That's it, because I feel I'm sitting there with my pen poised, almost like waiting to sign something, and I feel this is this guy. So I just feel he maybe needs a little bit more closure from you. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure you finalized it.
I've been thinking about that.
I thought you had to
completely finalize it. I have a question for you.
Okay, then.
About this guy that I was telling you about that I met. The reason I'm confused is because it seems to be hot and cold. You know what I mean? Like, it seems like when we talk, but I'm the only one, like, starting the communication. He doesn't start it. And then, like, the other day, for instance, I asked him if he wanted to talk sometime, and he just never responded to me.
Okay. And has he responded since?
He has not, no.
Okay. Busy. I get busy. I don't know what he does for a job, or I don't know what's happening with him, whether he's got emotional stuff going on around him, but his headspace isn't there at the moment. But it doesn't mean that the guy doesn't like you. I can understand that you probably, I can understand how you feel. You're thinking, oh, he's not even talking
to
him.
Well, good for me. I'm like, well, you know, if you like someone or you're interested, you're going to communicate. So it's just it's a different situation. But he has a lot of stuff going on. I mean, you know, he has a daughter.
Yeah, there's a lot in his head at the moment, and it's something connected with April connection around him. Something happened around about the April time. I don't know if there's an upset around him then, but I feel like there's things that he needs to resolve and sort out. And I feel, you know, sometimes, you know, usually the man is the predator, and the man is the one that has to feel ready to take something on and start something new. And I just feel like he's got to tie a few things up and finalise a few things before his head's in the right space to move forwards with this. So I will say to you, this is one of Jerry's favourite words, Jordana. Jerry
okay.
uses this word on me all of the time, which is patience.
Oh my gosh, I knew you were going to say that. Women are not patient. Let me just put that out there. You
know, okay, darling.
Wait.
You know, what I want to say to you, sweetheart, is don't pounce and don't analyze.
Okay.
Relax and chillax. Be yourself. Enjoy. And wait for this to come in. And I want to know what's going on, so you have to let us know. Add yourselves in on Guiding Light, sweetheart. Or contact me, Medium Sarah May, if you want to talk to me privately. And thank you for calling in. It's lovely talking to you.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye, darling.
Bye-bye.
Bye, darling. Okay, Mr. Humphreys.
That's me, isn't it? You know, I thought I'd heard the name somewhere before.
Apart from Nick Humphreys, by the way, he'd like to say hi to Jerry for me.
Oh, bless. Hi, Nick, if you're listening. We have the same surname, but mine's spelled slightly differently, isn't it?
Jeez.
Lovely.
Watch out, there's a Humphrey about.
Oh, thank you. I got one of those milk bottles. That's another story.
Are you a secret lemonade drinker?
No. The song you were just singing was from an advert here in the UK that was brought out when they were still delivering milk in bottles.
I remember,
and they actually had, the slogan was, watch out, there's a Humphrey about.
I know.
And they actually, they produced some milk bottles with that written on them, and I've still got two of the original milk bottles.
Is it spelled P-H-R-E-Y, Jerry?
Yeah, it's spelled my way, not...
not Nick's way.
Unfortunately, not Nick's way, no, because we're both Welsh of origin, but mine was more from mid to north Wales. I'm not sure where Nick's spelling comes from in that lovely country, but we're both of Welsh origin.
Really, I didn't know that, Jerry.
Oh yes, my father, my grandparents were all born in a lovely place called Llandudno'r Wells. So I have Welsh roots.
Interesting.
I may talk very posh, because one was raised in a posh part of England, you know. But no, all my family come from Wales. Absolutely. And was it last year or the year before? I can't remember now, but my sister and I actually went and visited. It's like the family area as such. But, because unfortunately my dad's no longer here, my dad's now in spirit. But, but yeah, we're all from Wales.
Well, I went to Wales recently and I loved it, Jerry. Welsh flags everywhere, which is unusual because when you live in England, you're used to seeing the English flags, aren't you? And so I've just never seen lots of Welsh flags. Jerry, I'll at it again.
First of all, you're in the bath with your forward splash. go and put the kettle on.
Okay, Jerry, it's your turn now.
What would she like? Sarah, you're... I tell you what, it's such fun working with you, because, you know, there's never a dull moment, is there? It's brilliant. I absolutely love it. Go and put the kettle on. Dear, oh dear, oh dear. Now, Let's get on to our next caller, and let's say a very big warm welcome to the show. And who's calling in, please? Hello, hello.
Hi, this is Deidre.
Hi, Deidre. How are you, my lovely?
Doing pretty good, actually. You all?
Good, good, good. Now, how can I help you today? Is there something specific you'd like me to look at for you, or do you want me just to dive in and see what I pick up around you?
Actually, I do have an issue that's pressing at this point with the relationship. Trying to see if you see me and my partner divorcing or not. Basically, what I'm trying to see at this point.
Okay. All right. Let's have a look for you. I'm really feeling the stress and tensions though with you, but I also feel that with your husband, he very much seems to have pulled up the emotional barriers here, and I would say it's very hard to get any sense out of him. Really, it just feels to me that he's locked himself away in a man cave, if that makes sense.
Right.
You know that there is a lot going on in his head at the moment, and it feels to me, Deidre, that this guy is living off his nerves. I get such a bundle of nervous energy with him, he's getting so stressed about things which he should have left alone a long time ago, and I believe that he's his own worst enemy a lot of the time, and he's a person that's very capable of making a volcanic eruption out of a molehill. You know, he'll
right.
blow things out of proportion. There's a lot. I mean, I know that this might be said a lot, that we all have baggage, and we all have a past, and we all have past hurts. But I feel that with your husband, there's quite a deep emotional scarring with him. And there's something he's not healed with. It's either because somebody has passed over into the world of spirit, or it's just he feels emotionally out of balance from even well before you two met. There's something in that dim and distant past in that head of his that keeps coming back up to the surface. And instead of talking to you about it, he just clams up. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah, I think it's with his dad passing so suddenly when he was young, and he just hasn't. It's a lot of little emotional things, and it's I cannot deal with it. You know, I mean, I've left. It's just some kind of like a big part of me. I don't even really want to go back.
No, I understand.
So I don't know if I'm just looking for confirmation, but yeah, that's.
No, right. As I said at the top of the show, Deidre, if you were listening in, is the fact that I'm not going to just say things to make you feel better. I'm going to give you what I see and only what I see. Now, initially, what I'm seeing here is that you definitely need to have some space here. And I feel that at least until the end of this year, you need to be in your own place, in your own space. Because you also have taken on, I mean, you're just like a big emotional sponge. You have absorbed so much over the years that you haven't had time to release it and heal. So therefore, at the moment, the two of you, it's a little bit like two gears that won't mesh together. And it's grating, and that's how it feels. Life is grating at the moment. So I feel that you should have some space, firstly. And then, I mean, because of the way the energy of 2012 is going and we are rapidly sort of heading towards the end of the year, you are going to have a little bit of a time to ponder, but your key month coming up is going to be November.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the energies in November around you are very much ones of, during that month you will really start to decide for yourself, because it doesn't matter what any psychic says to you, any medium, doesn't matter. This is your choice. But in that month, particularly by the end of it, you will know absolutely cast iron 100%, is this worth trying to reconcile, or is it not? My feeling is that hearing your energies and your voice at the moment, you've already made your mind up. The problem is your husband hasn't made up his.
Right.
And this is going to be a toughie because you don't like confrontation.
Nope.
You try to avoid as much hurt as possible.
Yep.
You're very strong family. You have very strong family ethics or strong family connections around you, and you don't want to split the family up unless it's absolutely necessary. And by the end of November, because you've had time out and you said to your husband, I'm going to have this time out, like it or not, I'm going to give myself some space. It also gives him time to think. Now, my feeling is that although you've made your mind up in this moment about where things are going and you want to go, right, that's it, I'm shutting that door, cutting those ties, I don't want to know anymore, he also, I feel, might just turn things around. There is a but. And the but is that because men's brains are wired differently to all you lovely ladies out there, he could very much go into another one of his stubborn modes and just not want to do anything about it. Even if, this is the way I want to put this for you, Mark, even if you said the only way we're going to resolve our differences is to divorce, he will be back. I will give it. If you decided to go for a divorce right this minute, right now, I said, right, that's it, I'm going to go and see my lawyer, things are going to get sorted out, that's it, done. Within 2 years, he'll be back. Do you know why? Because there's a karmic link between the two of you. And even if you chose to go that route, that man is not stepping out of your life for good. He actually, underneath, emotionally, there's a lot of love which he doesn't express. There's a lot of anger he doesn't express either, which is not towards you, it's towards somebody from his past. But I feel that he needs a bit of a wake-up call. I believe that he also needs and has to be given the opportunity to heal. But as I said, I would give it 2 years before he's back. And in fact, if you were to say to him within the next, 12, 24, 36 hours, look, I'm sorry, but the only way we're going to resolve our differences is to get a divorce, he would certainly probably blow up a little bit like a bomb. Then he'll settle down, and that's when you're going to see the true emotions come out. So that's what I pick up, Molly. But so it has to be your decision. Has to be your decision. So how does that all fit? How does that sound to you?
That's right on. I mean, that's exactly where we're at. That's exactly where we're at. And I knew it was something beyond me as far as his issues. I mean, it was way beyond me. And I just felt like a psychologist basically every day with him. Like, it was just too much. I'm like, I'm not trying to be a psychologist. I need to be a wife. But it's just too much. It's way beyond me. And I just, now to think about 2 years after, that's like, oh, Lordy. By that time, I would have well moved on, but, you know.
What I'm saying, my love, is that I see, this is a karmic link. He would always be a part of your life somewhere. Even if you step back in, there's always two sides to a reading. There's always two sides to what spirit brings us. If you decided that divorce was the only route for you, and I can see divorce here, it is in your reading. I've got the medicine of the crow coming in, and the crow, which the first card that I actually looked at for you is the keeper of law, and it always talks to me about legal matters or legal things, and you mentioned divorce, and I thought, oh, there's the crow sitting there. When he does come back into your life, if you choose to go the divorce route, it could just be as a friend. It could just be because there's still a little bit of unfinished business there. You do not have to acknowledge the connection. If you are saying, oh, no, I'm going to have moved on by then, brilliant. Of course, my lovely, you can do that. What I'm saying is, though, this guy has still got a link with you, and that link is going to go.
Yeah, well, our son, probably. Yeah, I think he's seeing our son for sure. Yeah, he's... Our son is there in the middle, so it's always will be, you're right. Yeah.
I will also guarantee that you'll see a change in him. And the biggest thing that you guys haven't got at the moment is communication. The one thing that
right.
communication, the one good thing, the thing about communication, if it's good communication, it brings unity. If it's bad communication, which is what you guys have got at the moment, bad communication brings separation. You know, and
right.
he will change. He, you know, there's a saying that a leopard can't change its spots. Wrong. That is wrong, 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 wrong. A leopard can change its spots. And I feel he's one of those leopards that will change. But
that's very interesting.
Yeah, well, the reason why I can sit here and say that is because I'm a leopard.
Oh, okay.
And I change my spots. So I know that it's possible. You have to want to do it, and he has to want to do it as well. But right at this moment, this week, you know, stubbornness. If they were handing out diplomas in how to be stubborn, your husband would get one with honors.
Oh yeah, that's Let oh yeah. That. It's my way or the highway. That's his life motto. So, yeah. Maybe the time apart will, you know, we'll see with this separation here. We will see if, you know.
It's going to heal wounds. It'll heal wounds for you. It'll heal wounds for him. But it'll also stop you taking on board, which you do on a subconscious level, the stuff that he gives off. And it'll help you to get rid of all the emotional baggage that you've carried on his behalf. So... time out, yes. So I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, it really does. It's, it's amazing you could see that far into it, yeah. That's amazing.
Bless you. Well,
I really appreciate it.
Is there anything else that I can help you with?
No, actually, that says a lot. So I really appreciate you.
Bless you. Well, thank you ever so much for calling into the show. Remember, you can always hear your Leading Back on podcast and... you can get in touch with Sarah May directly. If you want to get in touch with me directly at any time, then you will find me, Jerry Humphreys, on the internet. I'm on Facebook, and you can always get me through my website, which is senseofknowing.co.uk. So I'm always here, as is Sarah, if you ever need any more insight or support.
Okay, well, I really appreciate you. Blessings.
Well, lovely. Thank you very much for calling in, and enjoy the rest of the show if you're going to stay listening.
I sure will. Okay.
Thank you. Bye bye now.
Okay.
What a lovely lady. So, wasn't she lovely? Bless her.
Yeah, you're lovely too, Jerry. I love listening to your work.
Oh, bless. Now, we have Susan who's next. Sarah, would you like to read for Susan?
I'd love to if she's there. Are you there, Susan?
Yes, hello.
Hello, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Goody good. And whereabouts are you, Susan?
I'm in California.
Oh, I knew you'd say it's somewhere nice. What's the weather like over there?
Oh, it's lovely today. A little hot still, but it's a beautiful sunny day, as it usually is.
Oh, well, Jerry and I are very green around the gills here, Susan, because we've had a day of torrential rain today. Monday morning.
Some rain, actually.
Do you? I've got to say, though, I do enjoy the rain. I do. I really like the rain. I love sitting in a nice warm house and watching the rain outside. So, but we haven't had much sunshine this year. But just the way it goes, isn't it?
I guess so.
Was there anything you want me to look at, darling, or do you want me to just link in with you?
I'm just wondering if you had any insight regarding my current relationship.
Okay, I think it's all about relationships tonight. I think Jerry set the tone earlier when he said we often get a lot of relationship calls. Current relationship, let's have a look and see what's going on around you, sweetheart. Has there been talks of some sort of separation, or have you emotionally been distant from each other?
The latter.
Distant from each other, okay. Now, it's obviously an emotional distance here, but I don't know whether this is right or not, but I'll tell you what I've got. I don't know whether you're not seeing each other enough.
Possibly, at least for me.
Yeah, because I don't know whether one's coming out and one's going in, and it's almost like you're ships that are passing in the night. It's almost like you're not really, you know, either he's out a lot, or whenever you come in, he's just going out, or whether it's connected around work, I don't know. But I just get a feeling, in order to talk and to get this together, you do need to physically be near each other at some stage very soon. And my feeling is, I feel like he does want to communicate with you and he does want to talk to you, but he doesn't know how to. Okay? And it's almost like rather than sort of have those first few moments of sort of what do I say? How do I sort of say? Is there anything wrong? Isn't there anything wrong? I'm not too sure. But we're clearly not communicating, so we need to communicate. And I think he's finding it difficult to find the right words to come towards you. I don't feel that I want a separation in this relationship between the two of you. I do feel that I would want to work it out. And I think you're in like a waiting zone, okay? But I get a very strong October link around you. And I want to give you the 18th of October, sweetheart, okay? I also want to give the number one, but I feel number one is either a date in the month, the first, or a number one on a door. Can you take this?
Not sure.
Not sure. Have a think about it then. It's either the first in the month or it's a one on a door here. Okay. But I do actually see a white door with gold numbers. So is there a white door around you anywhere that's got golden numbers on it?
I don't think my door has a number on it.
No, no, is your door white?
It is white on the inside. No, it doesn't have a number on it. It's white on the inside.
On the outside.
Now, his door is white on the outside.
Ah, okay. Has he got golden numbers on his door?
It's possible. I don't know. I don't pay attention.
Right, well, you will, because you'll be walking towards that door and you'll see them, because that's the spirit giving me something here, and I feel you'll know about it. I can see goldfish here. I know it's a really silly thing to say, but I can see goldfish. Who's got goldfish?
Oh, I don't know. Goldfish. I don't know of anyone with goldfish.
Or an aquarium? Is somebody talking about having an aquarium or having fish? Just take it then. If you don't know what it is,
okay,
just take it. Because
no,
they're just showing me an aquarium and they're showing me fish. Okay. Where else are we going with you? I do want to give you the name Paul. Who's Paul?
Paul is a friend that's going to have a Halloween party here soon.
That's interesting. Is this guy that you're connected with coming to this party?
Yes, that's how I knew about it.
Aha, there we go. They link it, you see. They're crafty about the way they give us the information, but it all links in. I see a chain here as well, a golden chain. Okay, and I feel like it's around somebody's neck. Lots of links on a golden chain around somebody's neck. Okay. I'm wondering if there's going to be some sort of exchange of jewellery, or there's going to be some jewellery coming towards somebody, but I can see this. It's been put around somebody. Okay. So just wait and see what happens around that as well. I also feel like I've got a January link with you here. So this is either somebody's birthday or somebody's passing, sweetheart. Do you understand this?
Probably birthday.
Birthday. Is this somebody close to you?
Yes.
Good. Okay. I've got a scar on my tummy as well. Who's got the scar on their tummy?
A scar on the tummy. Could it be, like, on the side?
It is on the side. I think, to me, it's on my left-hand side, but I don't always get the sides right. But
I
just feel like I've got a scar on my left-hand side. Do you understand? Because they're showing...
Yes.
I mean, I can feel it. I can feel it. It feels itchy. It's almost like, you know, I don't know how long ago this scar occurred, but I just get a sense I've got a line on my left-hand side and it would have been itchy at some point because they're making me very aware of this, okay?
Okay.
So So in essence, you will be coming together with this guy around about this October time, and there will be communication. But I feel you're going to have to engage him. You're going to have to find it, make it easy for him to talk, okay, and not doubt yourself. Do you understand? If you're doubting yourself, you're going to feel awkward, and that's the last thing you want to do. Just feel your feet, know who you are, know what you're about. I also get Robert coming towards you. Who's Robert? Bob or Robert?
Oh, I have my neighbor. He's actually just walked by.
Oh no! God knows who I've got in spirit here, but they're obviously clearly, you know, obviously watching you, aren't they? I've got a lady actually, darling. I've got a lady, and I feel a lot of love towards you. My eyes are filling up. I feel a lot of tears. I feel very proud of you. I feel like with this lady, my chest is very tight. My back was tight, so I may have had a lung and chest problem here. She gives me the year 1972 for some reason as well. I don't know why, but just take the year 1972. She also gives me the month of May around you as being quite relevant with you. And she tells me that she's with you quite strongly in December as well. Okay. I know I've talked really quickly and I haven't given you a chance to speak back, but this is the way she's come in. Somebody also has got a neck pain. So who's had a problem with their neck?
Me.
Okay, darling. So you're telling me all about your neck. She loves you so much. This is either a nana, or it's a mummy. Do you understand? I feel quite to you, okay?
In spirit? Someone in spirit? Yes.
It's in spirit. I shouldn't call this lady it. How dare I do that? She is in spirit, my darling. She's definitely in spirit because she's really close to me. She's putting a blanket or some sort of crocheted shawl around my shoulders. So I don't know whether this is relevant with you, but I just feel like I've had something put around my shoulders to keep me warm, okay? I've also got my foot up. So I don't know whether it was her or somebody around you, but I've got a swollen leg. Swollen ankle and a swollen leg. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And I do want to give you the. I've got two names here. I've got Kathy and I've got Lorraine. Have a think about them. If you don't get them straight away, just have a think about them, okay?
Okay.
I also have the name Lewis. Lewis. Now, is this a first name or a second name, Lewis?
I don't know.
Take it because it's there. I feel like it's a second name. I don't know how you spell things in America, but I've got L-E-W-I-S. L-E-W-I-S around the name Lewis. So wait for that to come up around you, my darling. And she's just saying to me, why do you beat yourself up so much? Why are you so hard on yourself? Do you understand this, sweetheart?
Yeah.
I feel like you question yourself a lot, and I feel like you doubt yourself, and I feel like, I don't know whether you look in the mirror and you talk to yourself, but that's what I can see with you. And if you are doing this, you must give yourself positive affirmations and not be talking to yourself negatively, okay? So what you reflect out to reflect back inwardly to you, okay? And I feel you need to work on your confidence, darling.
Okay.
All right, darling, this is all given with love for you because I'm being told that you're very beautiful and for some reason you don't seem to think you are. Understand?
Yes.
Okay, so I want you, when you're finished with me today, darling, to look in the mirror and I want you to look at yourself in the eye and to say to yourself, I am beautiful.
Okay, I can do that.
Lovely. I'm so glad you said that because it's difficult to do. For anybody, it's difficult to do. But you do need to do it. And I get a sense there's something wrong with a clock. You need to put a battery in a clock or the clock stopped.
Okay.
Okay, so look at your clock because it stopped on a certain time and I've got a sense that it's 5 to 3. She's given me 5 to 3. Don't know why, but just take that timing. Okay, darling.
Okay.
So wait for the man to talk to you. If he splutters and he's embarrassed, just have the patience to listen to him because he does want to communicate with you. Okay.
And
once the awkwardness goes with this, then conversations are going to flow. And you will either talk yourself into this or out of this, but what you do need to do is talk.
Okay, great.
All right, beautiful.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Many blessings to you.
And you. Thank you for calling into the show.
Thank you.
Okay, darling. Thank you. Okay, Jerry.
Wow, that was a real in-depth reading there, Sarah.
I went into one, Jerry.
Amazing. What a load of information coming out. That's brilliant. Do you fancy a bit of music, Miss Sarah?
Oh, I do, my darling.
Right, all my lovely. Now, we have another one, a lovely track of coming up. I'm not going to say anything about it. This is one of my favourites going from when I was a young wee thing, you know. This is a brilliant piece of music. All I'm going to say, it's one of my favourite groups of all time, the Kinks. Enjoy it.
Enjoy.
Sunsets. It's one of my favourite tracks. Really love that. And we've got one more piece of music coming up for you guys later on. But meanwhile, we're going to crack on with the calls. I'm not sure. Are you still with me, Sarah, or have you dived off into the ether to put the kettle on again? I think she disappeared at the moment. But let's crack on with the next call. I do believe that we have Sharita is on the line. Sharita, are you there, my love? Sharita.
Hello.
Speak to Jerry. Hi, Sharita.
Hi.
Hi, can you just speak up a little bit? Because I can't hear you. Very quiet.
Hello. Can you hear me now?
Ah, lovely. Thank you. Yes, I can hear you, my sweet. Now, Did you have a specific question that you wanted me to have a look at for you, or is it just you want to see what energies are around you just in general at the moment?
Kind of a little both. I do have a specific question about a guy.
Right. Okay. So let's deal with the question. I feel that would be a good place to dive in, and then we can see what else is happening around you. So, what you want to know is about the guy and the relationship between the two of you.
Like, where are we kind of headed, or is this basically the end? Because we're like always going back and forth, and I think after yesterday, I think it may be the total end.
Okay, let me have a look for you, Sharice, and see what's going on here. Can I ask, do you happen to know what this guy's date of birth is, by any chance?
Yes, I do. September 30th.
And the year?
I want to say 1961 or either 1960.
No, that's cool. Doesn't 60 or 61? 61, that feels right.
I think he'll be 52. He'll be 52 this year.
Right. Now, this is a guy who does things at very slow pace. Mm-hmm. This is a guy who will want to take about 5 years to think things through, where most other people might think things through in 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
This is a guy who I feel has also had a very short fuse. In other words, his temper's not been brilliant probably for the last 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
The to-ing and fro-ing that you say that's been happening between the two of you, well, it's been more from him than from you. And I feel that you have been looking a lot and hoping that he was going to be able to maybe show a little bit more in the way of love and commitment, which he hasn't.
Mm-hmm.
As to whether this relationship is absolutely 100% over, I have a feeling I'm going to say yes. I feel that actually at the moment it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I'm saying that is because there's something that this guy is refusing. He will not talk about. He's going to be very lenient with the truth at the moment. And to be honest, it's where you would have to be second guessing him for quite a considerable amount of time. And all that's going to do is to drive you absolutely up the bend and round the corner and tied up in knots. And to be honest, I feel that you need to move on from this.
Okay.
Now, I did say at the top of the show I was going to be honest, because that's what my guides are telling me, that you need to be looking at how your life can be moving forwards,
mm-hmm.
And what you want to achieve, because I do see a lot of achievement with you over the next 3 months.
Mm.
And I feel that either you're looking to up the stakes in your career, or you're looking to change work around you, because you are looking to take a step up, because you have a lot of abilities at the moment that I feel are also being slightly suppressed because of what's happening in your personal life.
And financially too.
So what I'm saying here, lovely, is that you now, I feel, need to go, do you know what? I'm going to think about myself. I'm going to be focused on just me and where I'm going and what I need to be doing. And you have got a lot of planning that you can be doing right now, because the strong month this year for anything to do with work or material change and material gain is the month of November. This is the energy of the moose, and the moose speaks of expects success in work, expect to take a step up, and expect your material path to change. And if the financial restrictions have been there, they will suddenly start to open up, and you'll find there aren't restrictions anymore. particularly between now and the next 6 months. You're looking in at February of 2013, which is where you'll actually see that the balance of money, it's more coming in than going out. But I feel that in order for you to achieve that, you need to be emotionally disconnected from negative people. And sadly, I feel this guy is somebody who, bless him, I'm not saying he hasn't, he's got a good heart. You know, this is the frustrating thing about him.
Yeah, it is.
It's just when he goes into this headspace, and it's just like there's no talking to him. But it's like trying to get blood out of a stone.
Yeah, that's him.
You'd be more successful raiding Fort Knox than he would try getting into his head and finding out what's going on.
So do you see someone else? I mean, that will be, you know, coming towards my way.
First and foremost, I feel that you need a little bit of time out here. There's a lot of very strong female energy around you, which is female friends. I feel that you need to be going out, letting your hair down, doing exactly what it is you want to do, and really not worrying too much about men, in quotes, because although your natural energy at the moment is one of attraction, and your attraction energy is really strong, and it will remain so for the next 7 weeks at least, so you could find that you are bringing somebody into your life, I still feel that it needs to be kept very light. It needs to be very, it just needs to be fun, you know? No strings, no commitment, no seriousness. It's time for you to go and have that little bit of fun and put that smile back on your face.
Your face, yeah.
There will be a relationship around you, and it's, and you know, I feel that you could actually draw one in by the literally the last, even on the last day of 2012. And I know this sounds obvious, but you know, it's New Year's Eve, it's a very emotional time. But I also feel that this is when you are particularly out with friends, and I'm sensing a large group of people here. There's a lot of noise going on. It's obviously celebrating the new year coming in, but actually that's when you literally are going to bump into somebody.
And I mean,
that is, and you go, oh, excuse me, I'm sorry, I wasn't really looking where I was going, and then suddenly it's just like click. There's this instant link, there's this instant click there between the two of you, and because if you because you're a little bit of a doubting person at times, you actually stop and think, did that really just happen? But before you know it, there's a relationship blossoming.
Would it be somebody that I know?
It'll feel like you know them because this is... You know, we often get that deja vu feeling when we meet people. It's like, why do I believe... Like, why do I feel I've met you before? Why do I feel I've seen you around? You know, it's that sort of feeling.
Okay.
So it's not the fact that you know them, but you'll feel like you know them, you know? This is a person who too is very much, I feel, they're very professional, very grounded. A lot of wisdom with them as well. They might even run their own business because I get a lot of success around them as well.
You said that they might be long distance.
Sorry, Melinda. Say again.
What did you say prior to that?
My feeling is that they might even be running their own business. They certainly are very grounded. Now, I thought I heard you say, do I feel they're long distance?
Yeah, that's what I thought you said.
Right. Now, the interesting thing is they are from out of town. They are not somebody who actually lives within your immediate area. So it's going to take a couple of months before this relationship really starts to blossom.
They're from out of town. How would I run into them?
Well,
wow,
because he's on New Year's Eve, for whatever reasons, the universe and the spirit is saying he's in your space, in your place at that time, and that's literally bang, you bump into him. And it's in something of a social gathering, and it could just be a New Year's Eve party. But then after the new year, he has to go out of town again.
Okay.
But the connection's there because, you know, come on, you two have already exchanged phone numbers. He's got your cell phone number. You've got his cell phone, et cetera. So, you know, this is not a guy who's going to be there 1 minute and gone the next.
Okay.
But as I said, the relationship, there's a bit of courting to do here. It's an old-fashioned term. There's a bit of courting to do here, and he will be in touch with you constantly. And then I feel the next big time for this relationship to blossom even more is going to be, funnily enough, around Valentine's Day next year. February the 14th.
He's going to do what again?
You're going to, well, you should expect a huge emotional gift to be coming in your direction on February the 14th, 2013.
Okay, I'm going to write that down.
It's going to make you feel like you've just won the lottery. I tell you what, if I wasn't so far away over this side of the pond, you could invite me to the wedding next year. Because that's how far I can see this going.
Wow.
This is a relationship that's a life partnership. This is not somebody who's here, as I said, he's not just passing through. You won't be ships that pass in the night. Definitely not.
Yeah, because I have a lot. I had a lot of those experiences.
Well, and I tell you what, a few of them were a few old steamers too, weren't they?
Yeah, I'm
yeah,
very unstable.
Well, I tell you what,
but,
this is the guy. This is the guy that's going to tick all your boxes. Definitely going to tick all your boxes.
Now, you was very kind of on point as far as the financial, because I just filed bankruptcy, and I believe November is supposed to be the month where I'll be discharged from my bankruptcy. So maybe that was what you were talking about.
It's a time also, once you've received your final discharge papers, it's where you can really set your sights now on, I feel, not only taking a career or launching something really new with you, but I also get the feeling that you're going to be guiding other people who have been down or going down that same path as you.
Mm-hmm.
It's been quite traumatic, and you've learned an awful lot, haven't you, since you've been going down this route.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, there's somebody around you, as we speak, who I feel is actually on the verge of having to take that decision themselves. And I get a feeling that you're going to be a bit supportive with all this, and it's female. It's a lady friend of yours.
A lady friend.
There's a lady connection, a female connection around you within the next month or 2 months is going to be confidentially talking to you about how the fact that she's also having to think of or taking this decision, and you're going to be very supportive.
Because I know most of my female friends are really kind of, I'll say a couple that I know already done it.
Well, there's somebody stepping in here, because as I said, this is where she's part of your...
I know my mother.
Yeah, sorry, look at your mum, yeah.
I know my mom was talking about doing it.
Ah, it could be your mom. But this is where you're going to be offering advice, counselling, support, whatever. And I feel that next year in particular, once all this lovely emotional activity has calmed down a little bit and all the passion is there, and you've just seen where your personal life is going, that you're actually going to have some sort of support or advice, almost like an advice line for people, where because there are lots of people who don't understand and gets very scared about that route, and you're going to help them out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be interesting.
Now, you see traveling?
Not this year. I don't feel it's this year. Have you been thinking about or wanting to go to Europe?
I did mention that I wanted to take my daughter to Paris for her 16th birthday.
Well, I have to say that I feel that that if you're looking to go to travel to Europe, I don't feel it's this year.
No, it's not this year. It's going to be another 3 years.
but I actually feel that you're going to be traveling to Europe before your daughter's 16th birthday.
Wow.
And I have a feeling it's going to be linked with the guy that I have seen coming in. So you may be taking your daughter to Paris on her 16th birthday, but you're going to Europe before then. In fact, I'm going to put it in, it's either late March or early April, and it could even be as early as 2014, but it's certainly not with your daughter.
Wow.
And it's, do you live near water?
Do I live near water? Actually, it's a beach where it's a beach not too far from where I stay. And then I live like 45 minutes from Detroit, which is like right off the water.
Wonderful. Because I also feel that for some reason this guy and this relationship that I'm seeing has got a lot of water energy link. Either he has been, either he lives very near water as well, or there's some very strong connection with the sea between the two of you. But I'll leave that with you. I hope that's answered your question.
Yes.
Is there anything else you wanted me to have a look at for you?
Are you
now a happy lady that can go and think lovely, loving thoughts?
Yeah, now I'll be looking forward to the end of December.
Good. And remember that when the proposal comes into your life, you have to send us all a wedding invitation.
I sure will.
Bless you. Well, thank you ever so much for calling into the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
What a lovely lady, Sarah.
What a lovely lady, Jerry.
I tell you what, something that cropped up in that reading, which also came up in the last one, was about something I was going to touch on earlier, my love, which is the 6 degrees of separation.
I'm very interested in this, Jerry.
Are you really?
Well, you can tell us all about it.
Really, really. There is a theory which actually came about just after World War One. And it was an Hungarian author who also brought this to, if you like, into the modern world. And the basic premise of the 6 degrees of separation theory is that we are in some way or shape or form connected. And it was originally thought with every sixth person on the face of the planet. It's more come to light more recently where people like to theorize these things, and you know as well as I do, my lovely, that we don't. We go with what spirit tell us.
Yeah.
That actually everybody is linked. Every person is connected. Now, one of the big things, and I'm sure you know, and you get a lot of this, I know, my lovely, when you're doing your readings, is that when people ask us about relationships and about a person's feelings, or why am I feeling this or why am I feeling in that way, why do I feel angry, why do I feel upset, 9 times out of 10 it's because the person we're talking to has taken on the feelings of their partner, or it could be their partner's connections. And this is why we have to be really careful about the feelings that we have. Are they ours or are they somebody else's? And the brilliant thing that we as psychics, you see, we know, and I know, Sarah, that you're, I'm sure, I'm hoping you'll back me up on this.
Yeah.
You and I know what feelings are ours and what are not.
Yes.
Yes? Yeah. Whereas most people, most humans, and I always say human, sounds like I'm an alien. Most people on Mother Earth do not know the difference between their feelings and other people's. So half the time when we're looking at emotional problems or emotional questions and doing emotional readings, what we're able to do as psychics is to separate out those 6 degrees so that we can actually see, is the person we're talking to, actually, have they absorbed, like an emotional sponge, like I said to the lovely lady earlier on, have they absorbed their partner's emotions?
Yeah.
And if so, how do they release those in order to get their peace? How can they separate those 6 degrees so they only deal with their own stuff? You know, and I know it's a natural order of the world that when we are with somebody who we love and care about, that we share, and it is about sharing thoughts, feelings, the physical connection, the spiritual, the mental and emotional.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, as far as I'm concerned, is that there's too much these days of person A projecting out their feelings onto person B and then saying, well, thank you very much, you can deal with that because I'm not going to bother. Does that make sense?
Definitely.
So what we can do as psychics, as I said, is we can track that energy. Who used to say that a lot? That was Jacqueline. Do you remember Jacqueline?
Jacqueline Mary, yes.
An energy tracker.
She was.
But we can track the energy, and we can find out, for all you lovely people listening to the show this evening, if you are asking us about emotional things, Sarah and I will track the energy for you. We will be able to find out, is what you are feeling at this moment, is it yours, or actually is it somebody around you? Is it the fact that you have taken on board your partners, your friends, your mums, your dads, your sisters, whoever it is, have you picked up on somebody else's feelings? The test is, I wonder how many times you've stood maybe down at the shopping mall, you've been in the grocery store or in the drugstore, you're just waiting to pay for the things that you bought, and suddenly you feel that there's somebody standing behind you, and you look around, there's somebody queuing up behind you. You've picked up on their feelings, and you do this every single day. You are absorbing every person that you see, you talk to, you chat with on the phone, you meet at business, you are absorbing their feelings. But the key is, how do you let them go? Why do you hold on to them? How does that fit? Does that sound right to you?
So relevant, Jerry. To let them go, you recognize them. You see them, you recognize them, and then they go.
Absolutely.
Simple, very simplistic. A very special friend of mine today had some bad news, and I felt his pain. I seriously felt his pain. I felt tearful, I felt loss, and I felt really upset, and I was reaching out. And it was painful for me. And I held on to it for a little while, but being the healer, as you and I are, Jerry, as we work with the Reiki, I sent the absent healing and I sent the love his way. And I think everybody can do this.
Now, you're going to get me on a soapbox if you're not careful.
Don't slip off, Jerry. I'm not there to catch you.
I'm too big to be caught. Just let me fall. You're right, you're absolutely right, and the lovely thing is, you say that what we can do with the Reiki energy that we work with is to put out a big bubble of white light and Reiki healing in that person's direction, and if it's meant for them to receive it, then they'll be able to receive it. But you're right, and then but then what did you do after? How did you then disconnect from those feelings that you picked up?
I think I went through the emotions and the pain, and then I spoke to the person, and we had a good old laugh. Laughter breaks energies, sand breaks energies, and it changes, it moves it forward. I think sand's a big one personally with me, but I wouldn't just sit and clap like if I was seeing something, I couldn't sit there and clap, but I can almost like send it back or send the healing or send the love and ask for the love to come in for that person.
Absolutely. Now, that's roughly, is about the 6 degrees of separation, but without going into it, there's a huge amount to it, but that, guys, is what we do. As psychics, as Sarah was saying, we are able to pick up on what you feel. We can step into your space, but what we are adept at doing, what our guides have taught us, is that once we have stepped out of your space, we would let that go, because otherwise we would take that on to the next person that we are linking with, and that wouldn't do them or us any good. So it's not a gift or a technique that is just particular to Sarah or myself or other psychics, other mediums or healers. It's something that you guys can be taught. So if you ever want to know how you can also separate your feelings from those people that are around you, I suggest that next Monday, when lovely Sarah May's back on her show and she hasn't got me waffling in her ear for 2 hours, give her a call and ask, and she'll tell you how you can do it. Now, fancy some more music, Sarah?
I think I'm going to marry a medium, Jerry. Yes, please.
If our lovely Mr. Producer is there, then what I think, shall we play the next track? Let's go for it, and then we'll do another couple of calls afterwards. This is our third track of the show.
How to shine.
I love that. Coldplay, Yellow, one of my favourite. I'll tell you what, if you ever get the chance to hear them play live, it's absolutely amazing. Sarah, my sweet.
Jerry,
there
I love that.
There are some people who want to hear your lovely voice, and I'm sure there's somebody who would love to have you give them a reading. So it's over to you, madam.
Madam, I say. Matron. Okay,
matron, matron.
Do we have a caller on the line?
Yes.
Hello, sweetheart. Hello there, am I speaking to?
This is Sandra. I'm calling from Hawaii.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You lucky lady. Hula hula.
Hula hula, right? Aloha.
That made Jerry speak then. You must have impressed Jerry.
Aloha.
Aloha. Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, darling. Is there anything specific you want me to look at, or do you want me to just
look in? Like everybody else, it's a relationship thing.
I think our Jerry Humphreys brings these relationship ones on. Okay. Jerry's always had a way with the relationships, haven't you, Jerry? You know, he's very good at looking at the way people work and how they affect you. He's very good at that, and he's very in-depth with it as well, but also predicts ahead as well. And hopefully I can do that for you as well, sweetheart. So let me just have a look and see where we're going with you, because I link in with spirit. I mean, Jerry does as well. But I've usually got somebody, a family member or somebody there talking to me. I do feel a pressure around the back of my neck, quite an intense pressure around the back of my neck. So did somebody have something go wrong around the back of their neck, sweetheart, or is it around you?
Well, the person in my relationship is he has all kinds of physical problems. He probably does have back, neck pains, and he's got a lot of pains. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But the feeling is it was almost like an accident where there was a jolt of some sort, where I've got friction or damage there.
Well, a long time ago he had an accident, way before I even knew him. He had some kind of an accident. Yeah, his car was hit from behind. And it probably took him a long time to heal from it. He might still have pains.
That's it. Because I felt like there was a collision, and I felt like my head had jolted forward and snapped back, and it had almost it wasn't whiplash, because it went straight back, and it was around that area, and it's created a weakness. I'm off again. A weakness around this guy's neck. So I'm straight with him.
Okay.
So I've got his energy already. Now, who does EFT? Do you do EFT, sweetheart?
I do. I do sometimes. Every now and then I do EFT. I do.
I thought so, because I'm tapping now. And my lovely, lovely friend Kevin Orchard does EFT with me. I hope he's listening. He does EFT with me, and it's weird the way I've only had it done it once, but I feel you're doing it. I'm tapping, do you understand, to get rid of energy. So you're obviously quite a spiritual lady.
Right, I am sort of. I'm learning now. My question is not about whether the relationships are going to work or not. I'm pretty sure it's not going to work now. I've made up my mind it's not going to work. I just don't see us working. The more I get to know him, the more I realize we're just not, we don't have hardly anything in common, and it's just not going to work for us. And I know I have to leave, and the person's very difficult. I'm afraid he might, he has a little bit of emotional abuse going on in there. And I walk on eggshells around him, so I'm concerned about leaving him, but my financial situation, I guess I'll become slightly dependent on him a little bit, financially. And so now I need to get away from here and get my own place. I'm concerned about whether I'll be able to afford to do that soon. Yeah.
Right. I'm getting a very clear sentence here, and that is cut your losses and run.
Yes.
Very clear, very concise. It comes from a gentleman in the spirit world who wouldn't have minced his words. And he's saying, cut your losses and run. And I think in life, if we make a decision, we obviously have to sometimes have lesser than we're used to. But lesser than we're used to in a material sense we're much richer on an emotional level. Do you understand?
Yes, I believe that, right.
You will have enough. And I think it's more about, it's not really about the financial side. It's about the right time and the confidence to make the move. Okay?
Yes.
What I will say to you is plan. Be specific here and plan this. Okay? There's something happening around about the 12th of November with you. Okay? And I feel this is clearly quite a contractual day for you where there is big changes coming up. Okay?
What day was that again? Could you repeat that again?
12th of November.
Okay, okay.
12th of November. Now, who has the April birthday or passing around you?
My dad passed away about a year ago. A little less than a year ago, my dad did.
Okay, my darling. So this is the man I have around me who is clearly saying, cut your losses and go. Okay? It's almost like call upon your dad and he will help you. And around your dad, I have a certain smell. I feel you will smell something. Okay? I don't know whether you smelt him already, but there's some musky kind of smell is what I want to say. Not musky as in unclean, but something to do with some sort of aftershave around him. A musky kind of aftershave, okay? And I just feel he's going to bring that smell to you. It's a little bit like a sandalwoody type of smell, although I'm not actually saying that he wore that, but that's what I'm getting, a woody kind of musky smell, okay? And I think watch out for these signs because spirit come to help you. Now, I've got a very sore thumb here. Who's hurt their thumb?
I'm not sure who's hurt their thumb. I'm not sure about that.
I feel like my under my thumbnail is throbbing. It's quite sore and it's throbbing. So just need to give that to you, sweetheart, because I can feel that. Okay. Now, who's Jeff around you?
Who's that again? Jeff?
Jeff? Yeah, Jeffrey or Jeff.
Jeffrey. Well, I have a long time ago, I dated a guy named Jeff, but that was decades ago. And he's decades ago.
I drag up the exes. But I
Jeffrey's energy is a lot like the guy I'm with right now. They have the same kind of energy,
Maybe, as I'm saying to you, I go into this area to heal people. I have to hit upon it, to mention it, talk about it, and bring it forward. As Jerry was just talking about 6 degree, you recognize something to move it. Okay. And it's almost like history repeating itself, if that's what you're telling me. And I want to say, I've got a Michael around you as well, sweetheart. A Michael.
Michael, your ex-husband. Ex-husband Michael. He passed away. He passed away some years ago.
He's around you, darling.
Really?
Okay.
What's he look like?
Let's have a look. Has he got curly hair?
Yeah, curly brown hair. Very nice.
Curly brown hair. Yeah, I can see curly hair. I feel placid. Okay? Quite a placid person. Feel quite laid back. I feel quite easygoing. I feel like
maybe he needs to be on drugs. Yeah, he should take smoke
pot. Obviously, the marijuana calmed him down a little bit.
Yeah.
I got heart problems around him as well, darling.
Yeah, well, he died of cancer, but he probably had physical problems before he died. But I don't know because I was been away from him way before he got sick and died.
Okay.
I wasn't with him very long.
He's okay now. You know, when they come through me, I like him to be healed. They have a bit of a hit, but they are anyway when you go to the spirit world. Do you understand?
Oh, yeah.
What I want to
say
to you is, he's like a changed person. It's all gone. Everything's gone. Yeah. All the greyness is gone. And there's sunlight, and I'm sunny. And like that beautiful song, Yellow. Have a listen back to that. That is quite
That's
a relevant
beautiful.
Song to you, my darling. Yellow, the colour yellow, and the words. Because to me, imagine a sunrise in front of you. Yellow is your lower intellect as well as your higher intellect. It's about your thinking, about taking action, about what's right for you.
I identify with yellow.
You're yellow. There you go. So this yellow is going to pull you forward. And I definitely get the 12th of November around you. And I feel it will be a very quick transition for you.
Okay.
I feel all the worry you've had over this will be dispelled within 2 hours. It's going to happen very quickly. Do you understand? Okay. Now, what we don't want to do is go for these kinds of people again.
Yeah. Well, I never go for them. They always seem different when I first meet them. They always seem like really nice people when I first meet them. And this guy took me about, I met him in March. It took 4 months, almost 5 months before the real person began to come out. Almost Jekyll and Hyde. You know?
I've been there. I know exactly where you are. You're spiritual. You are a healer. They are drawn to you. You barrier yourself to stop them from coming in, but it's usually somebody who's got a lot of confidence, who has the know-how, who can penetrate your barrier. A shy guy is going to bounce off you. Do you understand? So if somebody is quite quickly coming in, very endearing, very forceful around you, you know, stop and think.
Okay.
And like Joe was saying, you know, this 6-degree thing is amazing, isn't it?
It is amazing.
Work on your psychic energies. You are a very psychic, spiritual, healing lady. And regardless of relationships, you've got so much work coming towards you on a spiritual level, sweetheart. And I feel you will be with a spiritual man. And I want to give you the word SoundCloud. I don't know why, but please take the word SoundCloud. I know it sounds silly and I say silly things. it's relevant with you. SoundCloud.
Okay. S-O-U-N-D?
Yes, sound as in noise. SoundCloud. Future for work for you. And I do want to give you a very successful relationship around the name of Tony.
Okay, Tony, right?
In the future.
Mm-hmm.
He's an Aries man.
Aries. Okay.
He'll come in for you.
I'm Pisces. I'm Aries, but I was told that the year I was born, the sun was 3 hours away from Aries.
That's interesting, isn't it? Very interesting. And the sun's very yellow, isn't it, sweetheart? So you've got a little gift going on there. You can see quite a lot. And you're going to know when you see this guy. I do feel I've got big blue eyes with this guy for some reason. I don't know if this is the kind of guy you go for. But I have got very big, clear, crystal blue eyes, like crystal water. He's very spiritual. He's very spiritual.
That's what I really want. The people I meet always seem to be spiritual at first. They end up being not spiritual at all. I'm going to be safe in this transition. I was worried about, confrontation.
No, you'll be fine. I think once you've made your mind up, then nobody's going to even deter you, and they could say nothing, do nothing. You'll be absolutely fine. It's just about that final furlong, making that step, moving forwards. All right, darling. Thank you ever so much for calling into the show. You can listen back to your reading afterwards. And if you want to contact myself, Jerry is on www.senseofknowing.co.uk or .com, Jerry?
.co.uk, Sarah.
Okay, that's Jerry's website. Jerry Humphrey's Psychic. And myself, medium Sarah May, Guiding Lights. Thank you for calling, sweetheart. Good luck. You'll be fine.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, darling. Well, there we go. Jerry, thank you, darling. How are we doing?
You're doing very well.
I'm not, Jerry.
You are. I just like to sit back and listen. I love to hear when your energies flow and it's just spirit of channeling stuff through and it's just like, bang, get in there.
You know what, Jerry? I love working with you and I've missed you so much. And, it's a shame we're not living nearer, but this is just the way that it goes, isn't it? Definitely be working again together, I know that, on and off, different levels, different ways, because our energies just blend together so well, don't they?
They do, always have done.
Yeah. When we work together, it's almost like, you do it, and we egg each other on, there's no ego going on. And we're just genuine givers, aren't we? And that's the way I like to be, and I know you do too.
As much as I can, yes. But I always have to make sure that I give something back to myself, because otherwise I have nothing then to give out to anybody else.
Yes.
That
yes.
made it go quiet for a second. I thought I'd lost you there for a minute. But it's true, though. You have to, lovely. Otherwise you can't. You can't. It's like turning on a tap. Eventually the water's going to run out. But some part of it's got to be recycled. It's like, you know, the water is our energy, and we have to recycle some. So that's my theory anyway.
Definitely, definitely. I agree with you, Jerry. You see, I think when you work on a spiritual level, you work on a higher emotional intellect. I'm not saying we're clever, but emotionally, no, emotionally intellectual. So we can work it out for ourselves. We can sort of advance, see what's going on ahead with other people, but also maybe can't reach for ourselves, but we know when enough is enough. And of course we've got our guides there helping us as well, haven't we, Jerry? So what have you got coming up, Jerry? Voice has gone.
What have I got coming up? I had some more TV work scheduled, but we've had to delay that slightly, unfortunately, probably for another month or so, because other plans or other things are coming into fruition at the moment. I'm going to talk to the governor, the lovely Mike Davies, because he's off on a tour to the USA. When he comes back, I'm going to have a chat with the governor and see about maybe I might be back on the radio before very long, haunting you all, which I would absolutely love. But you know, we'll wait and see. So I'll have to talk to the boss when he's available. I've got a few projects of my own coming up. I'm just designing some more cards, which are of my own at the moment. They'll be launched on the internet for people to review probably by the end of November. So there's and a few other bits and pieces which I'm keeping to myself at the moment.
Wow, what's Jerry. And you won't what's tell me face? Either, will you?
Nope. No.
Oh. Well, I'm quite a busy bee with a lot of private work at the moment. I've also got a lot of events coming up as well, Jerry. It's non-stop, which is really lovely. And, of course, we have the radio show every Monday. And it would be really lovely if you came aboard as well, Jerry, because we've now got a fellow television colleague of ours, Grant Collier, will be starting. I think it's either the 5th or the 6th.
I heard this. Isn't that good news? That's brilliant.
Yeah, on the Friday.
Excellent.
So he'll be on. And, of course, we've got all the other hosts available running. So, I mean, I think you, Jerry, would be the final piece of the jigsaw. That's my personal view anyway. And I think you're fantastic. And I think you're great for the radio.
I have a good face for radio, Sarah.
You certainly do, same as me, Jerry. So there we go. So if anybody wants to get in touch with you, Jerry, do you want to give them your details? I will have you back on, definitely have you back on, Jerry. But, you know, for now, if you just want to give them your details that they can get in contact with you personally.
Of course. If you would like to have a little bit more of an in-depth reading, or if there's something that you feel if I have spoken with you today on the show that you would like a little bit more insight to, you can contact me through my website, which is all the W's, senseofknowing.co.uk, and you'll find all my contact information on there. You will find me on Facebook. Jerry.Humphreys is on Facebook. And you can also tweet me at CrazyHorse156. If you want to send me a tweet on Twitter, CrazyHorse156 is how you'll find me on.
Did you hear my cat melody there?
The website is where you
Sorry to interrupt you there.
The cat, I thought it was that wooden leg of yours squeaking again.
That was Melody, stood on my shoulder. And who named Melody, Jerry?
Who did name? Was it me?
It was you. You named Melody. I had two black cats, and one we called Dragon. And the other one, I said to you on the television, I haven't got a name for the cat, Jerry. What do you think? And you said Melody. Now, isn't that strange? Her Melody has just stood on my shoulder and gone, meow.
Oh, bless. Hello, Melody.
So what I will say to everybody is Jerry isn't just like the psychic with all of his cards, the medium, with his spirit guides. He's Native American Indian, which he's absolutely brilliant with. I've never heard anybody go in so intensely with that as Jerry does, and so knowingly, because a lot of it actually comes from spirit. He's not really read up on it. I know you do read up on it, Jerry, and you use all your cards intuitively, but you are also an animal psychic as well, aren't you? A pet psychic.
I'm a pet psychic, pet medium. I teach animal communication. So if anybody's ever got any pet questions or questions about animals, then I can link with animals and do. If I'm blessed to come back on at some point with you and Jeanette, Sarah, then I'll do some animal communication on the show as well.
Oh, that'd be lovely. I'm sure Jeanette would love that as well. You know, when she comes back from her jolly days, lovely sunning herself in Spain. So, Jerry, I would really like to say, I'm choking here, Jerry. I'm trying not to on it. I would like to say thank you for coming in. I've loved spending this time with you. It's gone too quickly. I feel like I could do another 2 hours, but that's the way that it goes. And I will have you back as soon as we can, Jerry. Okay.
Well, thank you very much for having me as part of your show. It's been an absolute honour as always. And
loved it.
Thank you to everybody who's listened. And
ladies and gentlemen.
Love to you, Sarah, and to everybody that's tuned in.
Mr. Jerry Humphreys, ladies and gentlemen. And if you want to get a hold of me, Medium Sarah May on Facebook, Sarah May Psychic, I do believe on Skype. Twitter is May Sarah May. A lot of Mays going on here and Sarahs. And my website currently is under, I'm sorting my website out and changing it slightly. So that's not actually online at the moment. But if you want to email me, you can on maysarah58@googlemail.com. If you didn't get that, you can also listen back to the show. You have to wait right till the end to get to that bit, though. And we're going to finalise the show now. We're going to say goodbye wherever you are, and we shall see you next week on Guiding Lights.
Thank you for being part of the Guiding Lights show. Jeanette and Sarah will be back with you next week at the same time, 9 o'clock in the evening, GMT. Meanwhile, contact them direct. Search Guiding Lights on Facebook or visit their website. Jeanette is available at www.jeanette-coon-psychic-tarot.co.uk and Sarah available at www.sarahmaypsychic.com. Until next week, take care.